Hank Vance and family all embark on this one together.
On Thursday.
Let's find out.
Why we love tonight.
Got to find the reason. Do we search?
I love it.
And find them. Let's find out. For the 22nd day of the maiden month of 2026, 22 and 343 left to go. 11 days until Groundhog Day. Hey, Groundhog, we have some news for you.
Oh, boy.
Our winter's just about to start. 23 days until Valentine's Day.
Oh.
Oh.
Wonderful, isn't it?
It's going to be fantastic. No pressure.
Today is otherwise known as National Polka Dot Day.
I do love the polka dots.
I don't think I own anything that is polka dotted.
I don't think you really should as a man. Nothing personal, but
whoa.
I think it's more of a female thing.
All right.
I'm sorry.
It's Clashing Clothes Day, so you could put some polka dot with some plaid and rock it. It's National Yorkshire Terrier Day.
Ooh.
It is
the little cutie ones.
They are small.
Yeah.
Yes, they are some of the yappers out there. It is also on the pet front. National Answer Your Cat's Questions Day.
Meow 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 meow. Thanks, Larry. I mean, I'm hoping that you're going to celebrate this because I'm sure Marge has a list of things that she would like to discuss.
She has less to ask questions about, more grievances, I'm sure, to express to the family.
Just ask a question in the form of a grievance.
Now we have a dog, and who's this lady that lives here now?
I don't know, but she's not very good at the snack game.
Not at all. It is National Southern Food Day.
Yes.
I do declare. Mm-hmm.
Macaroni and cheese, yes, please.
It is National Hot Sauce Day.
Oh.
It's the first of two that we'll celebrate throughout the year. Or daily, if you prefer. And it is a Nude Beach Day.
Oh.
So, if you're so inclined.
Meow, meow, meow. Oh, natural. Meow, meow. Mm-hmm.
On this date in history, things happened such as 1946, the Central Intelligence Group, what would later become the CIA, was formed.
Mm. Wasn't that Bush Sr.? A lot of action going on in there.
I think there was a Hoover involved. 1967, it was on this date. They performed live for the very first time.
Here we come.
Oh.
The made-for-TV musical group that had actually worked. The Monkees.
Everyone we meet.
The Monkees performed at the Cow Palace in San Francisco.
Wasn't this written by Neil Diamond? And it was that the band was created for the Little Sisters of the Beatles. They're like, I want my own band.
It was at the Cow Palace.
Oh.
Which sounds like something that should be out there at the stock show. And you could worry about
it. They don't want utter infections.
No.
Yeah, we don't. Utterly.
1973, Roe versus Wade. 1984, Apple introduces the Macintosh computer.
Look at that.
It might take off. 1988, Mike Tyson TKOs Larry Holmes four rounds and wins the heavyweight boxing title.
That's the sports.
And he might start again. 1998, Theodore Kaczynski pleads guilty to being the Unabomber. Weirdo. 2002, Kmart files for bankruptcy.
Dang it.
Had it coming, man. Kind of asking for it. 2003, The Chappelle Show premieres on Comedy Central. Greatness. We lost greatness, surprisingly, in 2008. Heath Ledger passing away on this date. 2008.
So sad.
And speaking of one, Neil Diamond. It was on this date in 2018. He retired from concert touring in 2018. And later would be taken over by Hugh Jackman. Which I just realized that movie is not a biopic of Neil Diamond. It's about a cover band of Neil Diamond. All right. Maybe AI should do things.
I don't know, there's a lot of layers to that.
Very strange. We got birthdays on this Thursday front. She is a WNBAer now. Caitlin Clark is 24. Rapper Salento, famous for this. He's 28 today. You're hearing this on Hank FM, everybody. You're home for real country. Jelly Roll's wife, Bunny XO, is 46. Guy Fieri is 58 today on Hot Sauce Day.
Whew, a man who can cook. Can he do the dishes?
Think they're going to frost his cake like his hair? Put backwards sunglasses on.
He does have a lot of highlights.
Actress Diane Lane is 61.
She's so pretty.
DJ Jazzy Jeff is 61.
He's not.
Exorcist star Linda Blair is 67 today.
6'7", yo. 6'7".
Oh, man.
Leave that in 2025, Mom, okay?
Make my head spin around.
6'7".
Stop it. And then, faithfully, Steve Perry, former frontman of Journey, is 77 today.
It's never going to be the same band without him.
Yeah, but it's definitely always there on a Thursday. It's a Will of Flood Thursday. What goes in to the tank today? Find out next.